It is Wednesday morning, and it is time for the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. First of all, Dr. Michelle Eller, I get to have the honor today of doing this, and I love it. You know, I love you, and how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And we've got some folks that are going to help us because they help us all the time. Earth is a huge thing.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about how it can be very important to our kids in Sylacauga City Schools.
Yes, we're going to talk about the upcoming Earth Day event and our partnership with SAFE and Earth, and just get a little more information on it and let the community know how they can be involved as well.
Absolutely. We've got Nancy Dixon and also Isaac Jennings with us from Earth. And, of course, they do so much for our city, our communities, not just Sylacauga with Earth, but the surrounding cities. And they want to talk today about this week. This is a pretty important week for them, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I figured we would get started on talking about the event that is actually going to happen in a little while today that entails our students. So may let Mr. Jennings give us a little more detail on that of our student event today, and then we can also talk about some of the community things, aspects that are taking place as well with Earth Day.
Yeah, so first, we're excited to have all of our partners in the community from Sylacauga City Schools, Talladega County Schools, and Talladega City Schools that will have students representing today at our Safe Community Garden. It'll be starting at 11 a.m. Up until 2 o'clock p.m. And they'll be going through some activities throughout the garden with Jeff Gardner, as well as doing some stationary activities with our garden manager, Mackenzie McKinney, as well as Betsy Hosp and their regenerative ag team.
And if you don't know who Jeff Garner is, he's kind of a big deal.
He is a big deal. He has been leading the discussion on sustainable fabrics for over 20 years, but he's an international designer. He's a producer. He's an author. So we are really fortunate. I think this is going to be a great week, our inaugural Earth Week event, to have him with us for three days, today, Thursday, and Friday, to really meet the community, share what he is doing, because one of the things that he talks about, he grew up in a farm, and that rural communities do not get the opportunity to have sustainable clothing. And so anyway, it's going to be a really neat discussion and just an introduction for the kids to really just kind of get their hands in the dirt, to learn about fabric and textiles and just all the neat stuff that is Earth and that it is coming to Sylacauga. So we're excited about this opportunity.
And what a better way to honor Avondale Mills, than to have this first inaugural Earth Day and have it include textile. It's just a neat way, you know, if you think about it, to honor them and honor that legacy of where Earth is now sitting.
Yes. There is a on Friday, where I know we're going to get to the event in a minute, but I do, since you mentioned this about Avondale, there is an opportunity, and if you can't come on Friday, that's fine. We'll have other opportunities, but we're really wanting to hear voices from Avondale and from if anybody works in the marble quarry, to hear their stories, to share those stories as we are moving into Earth and as we are in Earth. So I think that's going to be really exciting Friday to record those voices and those stories. We've already talked to David about coming out, and we're going to hear his story as well.
And I can tell you, Dr. Eller, from working at Avondale straight out of college, how important it was for me to see and learn going from a bale of cotton to thread and then to fabric. And that's something that our young people need to know. They need to learn, not just how to go buy something off the rack at the store. So I think it's very valuable.
Well, and any time that we can expose our students to all the different aspects that are involved in the workforce, I think it's a win. And especially if you can bring it to something that they could do right here, right now, showing them, you know, sustainable clothing and mm-hmm. how all that, how all of it works, all those aspects work together, you know. So to me, it's also about that exposure of our students of, hey, this exists and here's why. And it's, you don't just go to, you know, Lululemon and get that pair of, you know, workout pants. It went through a process, and letting them see what that process looks like, I think will be a little eye-opening for us.
Yes, and thank you. You know, and I think Sylacauga City Schools is doing such a great job in really providing opportunities to learn different career pathways, because so long, you know, it was doctor, nurse, teacher.
Right. You know, yeah. We didn't know anything else.
Yeah. And so now the opportunities are just endless. And so, you know, working together, that we're giving this, you know, showing people there's more than just three career pathways. I mean, there is a million pathways. I mean, ones that we don't even know about yet.
Right.
So this is something I think that's just going to be really eye-opening for the kids to get in the dirt, to talk about farm to table, talk about textiles, like David was saying, and really expose children, our Sylacauga City kids, just exactly what's out there.
Right. I think
or
it's
some
exciting.
Of what's out
yes.
there.
Right. Yes. If you want to touch on all the different events that the community can be involved in as well,
sure.
so that our stakeholders that are listening to this, it's not just for students, even though that's our main component today. But there are opportunities for the community to be involved too, and to meet him and, you know, get a good view of, you know, what that looks like with the textile industry.
So I'll take the event tomorrow if you want to take the event on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow we're going to have a really neat opportunity with not only with Jeff, but we'll also have Susan Nodder, who owns Elizabeth Moore Chocolates, and then hometown here with Nancy and Travis McKay's daughter-in-law, Sally Wicker McKay, who is a baker and a confectioner herself. They will be here along with Jeff. So what we have is an event from 3 to 5:30 on Thursday where you can purchase a ticket for $25, and we'll have 25 people at a time in McClendon's Bridals. It's such a beautiful place. And you all know Kim. I mean, how Kim Windsor is just amazing in what she does. She is, or Jeff will set up some couture clothing there along with his book and t-shirts that he's made that is sustainable fabric that he has created himself. And so they will be available for purchase. And then this is a time that you can talk to Jeff one-on-one. I was listening to some of his podcasts over the weekend. Such a kind, generous person who really wants to get the word out, because rural communities, you just don't have that opportunity. So he'll be there. And then there's a reception at Bourbon on Broadway right afterwards where we will have these confections. Coosa Valley is going to have a beautiful display there as well, so that we can enjoy and have fun and then have this rare opportunity to talk one-on-one with Jeff. So we have a email address, events@safesylacauga.com. And our phone number is 256-245-4343, where anybody has any questions, feel free to contact us either of those ways. We've got information on social media, too, where you can purchase the ticket. But we hope to have everybody out tomorrow for that. Yeah. And then that's the event tomorrow. And then we've got an event on Friday.
Yeah. Thanks, Nancy, for mentioning all those events on Thursday. On Friday, we'll be having a wrap-up of the events that conclude the week, starting at 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And this will be happening at the Sam H. Wright Community Garden and Training Center, right behind 78 Betsy Ross Lane, which is where SAFE is located. And there'll be signage to actually show you exactly where the community garden is. This is free and open to all of the public. We'll have a light lunch for you to be able to join us. And you'll have some stations that'll be there at the community garden with some eco dye demonstrations, garden tours, some orchard walks, natural fiber and textile displays that Jeff will have. Workforce and career pathways, as Dr. Eller was mentioning, all of those opportunities that Silicaucus City students will have an opportunity to see firsthand. And also, if we mentioned the Avondale Mills memory gathering, and if you're a part of the marble industry, we'll have interviews done there right at the garden. So please, if you do have the opportunity to come out for Friday's events, and just come and enjoy the community and see the community mm-hmm. coming together.
Yeah, a lot kid-friendly. They were out today. I mean, they've got chalkboards and little benches and all. There's so many things for the kids out at the garden, and it is starting to bloom and pop, and it is just gorgeous out there. Our garden team is incredible. So it is such a great place for children and families to come out and just enjoy. Picnic tables everywhere. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you know, the garden is a... You know, it's kind of a sweet spot for me, because when I was young, with my granddad, I grew up. And I would like for our young folks to know how hard it is to garden. Yes. I mean, really, I don't want to scare anybody away from it, not by any means. But some of them, I don't think they understand what all you have to do to yield, you know, the harvest that you need. There's a lot of hard work in that, and I'm sure they'll see that.
Yes. Yes. My husband loves to garden and is very good at it. I, on the other hand, am not. But I do enjoy the produce that it exhibits. So I'll let him continue to do his thing.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's so neat to see that. You know, to for the kids, because we have so many students that do come out to the garden, and for them to, you know, actually see, you know, what it takes to plant and to, you know, water and watch it grow, and then to be able to eat it. We had an employee come in today, and she had been working with all the children's activities, getting them ready for today's event and next the rest of the week. And she had a radish. It was huge. I thought it was an apple. It was so big. And she was just eating it raw. It was very tasty.
Well, and it goes right in line with what our students are studying at Bridges.
Yes.
As you know, mm-hmm. SAFE does our Bridges sites at Indian Valley, Pinecrest, and Nichols-Lawson. And so all three locations have been studying how plants grow. They've been studying sustainability with all those different aspects. And so even my own two grand boys brought home things to grow, and they've been watering them every day. Yeah. And they can tell me, you know, Mimi, it needs soil, and it needs the sun, and it needs the air. You know, they call it air. We know it's oxygen. And, you know, I asked the other day, I said, so, you know, did we provide soil for it? Yes. You know, have you been watering it? Yeah. Yes. And I asked Sage, I said, so who provides the air or the oxygen? He said, God does.
Oh.
And
that's
I said,
right.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Sweet. Oh, that's so sweet.
Everybody's doing our job. Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
So it's just neat to see it all the way through, to see it cultivated even with our littles mm-hmm. in after school, and then now this opportunity for our high school students and the community as well. So we appreciate SAFE. We appreciate our partnership with SAFE and all that SAFE does for our schools and our community. And, of course, bringing on the Earth Crew as well. Just so exciting to see really, you know, what that place is going to be for our region, not just for us, but for our region.
Absolutely.
To have that workforce opportunities.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're seeing it with one of our own with Isaac.
Yeah, exactly. So I also wanted to mention, and in light of all of that, we do have an internal career fair that we're hosting this Thursday from 3 to 6, and it's come and go, so you can still do the events over at McClendon Bridles. Don't let that deter you. But if you think you might have a desire to be in our school system, we can help you get a position, whether it's a teaching position, bus driver, CMP worker, which is in our cafeteria, you know, whatever that might be, we can find you a role. So we just encourage anybody and everybody to come out between 4 and 6, bring your resume, and we'll have a conversation on next steps.
And this is at the Board of Education?
Yes, it'll be at the Board of Education. And if you have a degree, but it's not in teaching, but you think you want to teach, don't worry, I can get you certified.
Very easily. She'll put you to work.
That's right. That's right. Some of our best teachers are ones that, you know, didn't know that's what they wanted to be in, but loved children and, you know, had a desire, and we made it happen.
That's so right.
That's great.
Well, we want to thank Nancy and Isaac for coming out today.
Yes.
And, of course, everything that goes along with SAFE and EARTH, it's just, I look back when I went to school at Sylacauga High School, there weren't all these opportunities,
no.
Dr. Eller.
No.
We're so blessed to have
we
it.
We are. We are. And I would be remiss if I didn't also mention we do have a tour of schools taking place next Thursday. It's not too late to sign up. I think we're going to open up sign-ups for a few more slots, but we're going to tour Indian Valley and Pinecrest, and it just happens to be Wax Museum Day at Pinecrest.
Wow.
So it's always a fun time. Yes.
I love the Wax Museum.
Yes. My favorite.
Oh,
so
that's my favorite. Yes.
We're just giving the community an opportunity to really have a firsthand look into our school buildings as, you know, they're deciding, you know, where they might want to send their child next year. And we want them to make a very informed decision.
Well, I tell you, the opportunities are out there for everything this week with Earth Day Week. And then also, like Dr. Eller said, next week with the schools, you can go and see Indian Valley and Pinecrest, our two elementary schools here that are just fabulous. I live close to one. My mother lives right next to the other. So I get to see them both in action a good bit. But Dr. Eller, thank you for coming
in
today. And thank you to Nancy and Isaac. Hope you all have
thank
a great
you for
day.
Having
and,
us.
Yeah, let's
thank
have a great Eller. Earth Week, too.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week with another Midweek Minute with the superintendent.